Welcome to the Shir and Sefer Charedim. We're continuing in the introduction to the mitzvahs in part 2. Beis Hefresh B'chiyuv HaMitzvahs, separation with regard to the obligation of mitzvahs. Yesh mitzvahs asay shelo yizchayev adam bahen kiim besiba. There are positive commandments which a person is not obligated to do unless a situation arises in which he's obligated to do this mitzvah. Kigon, for example, mezuzah, the mitzvah of mezuzah. Shemisha yadar be'ohel, v'cheinam yadar be'vayas, shechasar echad menasarat tanayim shetarech shiyu bo kedei sheyizchayev be'mezuzah. If a person lives in a tent, or if he lives in a house, but the house is missing one of the 10 conditions which obligate him in putting up a mezuzah on this house, kedechasav harambam, as the Rambam writes, b'perek vav mimezuzah halacha aleph, in the 6th chapter of the laws of mezuzah in the first halacha, v'chein, and also, mitzvah smaka, the mitzvah of putting up a rail around one's roof or around one porch, tzarech tanayim kedei lehizchayva, also requires conditions in order to be obligated in it, v'chein tzitzis, and also the mitzvah of tzitzis. Mi she'eino lavush, talas she'yesh bo arba kenafos potter. Somebody who's not wearing a garment which has 4 corners, so potter, he's exempt from the mitzvah of tzitzis. Uvisruma umayser b'chutz la'aretz. And also the mitzvah of truma, of giving a tenth of one's produce to the giving a 50th of one produce to the Kohen, and then the mitzvah of Maiser, giving a tenth to the Levi, bechutala aretz, outside of Eretz Israel, ha'adam potter, a person is exempt from it, it doesn't apply, it only applies in Eretz Israel. Degam be'eretz Israel pa'amim defotter, kimivor b'gemara. And even in Eretz Israel itself, there are situations when a person is exempt from the mitzvah of Truma and Maaser as well, as the Gemara explains. V'chein mitzvahs nesinas sechar secher b'yomo, and also a mitzvah of paying one's workers' wages on the same day, if the worker is hired to be paid per hour on a daily basis, so then you have to pay him that same day, you can't leave his wages for a different day. She'im lo yiskor adam sacher ein kan mitzvahs nesina, that if a person does not have a worker that he pays, you know, if a person never hired a worker, then he doesn't have a mitzvah of paying him wages on the same day. Ufa'amim shelo tavo hasiba lo adam kol yamav, and a situation may arise that a case in which a person would be obligated in the mitzvah may not come to him all of his life. It may never happen that a person hires a worker for a daily wage. V'nimtza, and it will turn out, shelo asa osa mitzvah le'olam, that a person has never fulfilled that mitzvah in his life. V'al kol kayotza b'mitzvahs elo, in anything similar to these commandments, ein based in shalmata ma'anishin es ha'adam al ma'asha eina mishtada lehavi atzma l'deichiv kedei l'kaimen osan. The based in below, meaning the based in down here, the regular court, cannot punish a person on what he did not try to fulfill because he never came to an obligation of doing it. And a person is not obligated, the Beis Din cannot force a person to put himself into a situation which would obligate him to fulfill a certain mitzvah. If the situation never came, then the person does not have to do it as far as the court concerned. Aval Beis Din Shalmala, but the court above, the heavenly court, Ma'anishan Aleihim, Kishayesh Charon Av Ba'olam, will punish a person for not putting himself into a situation which obligates him to do a mitzvah at the time when Hashem is angry at the world. In other words, the heavenly court will not punish a person for not putting himself into a situation of a mitzvah in a regular circumstances, but if there is already anger in the world, if Hashem is already upset with other deeds of the person and of the world in general, then he will hold a person responsible for not trying to fulfill mitzvahs for which situation never arose. Kideisa b'maseches Menachos, as the Gemara says in Masechta Menachos on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph on page 41, Shenigla Malach l'Rav Katina, an angel showed up to Rav Katina ve'amar lo, and he said to him, Ata below tzitzis ba'avur shebigadecha piturim? You're not wearing any tzitzis because your garments are exempt from them? Imkein, if so, if you never wear garments that obligate you in tzitzis, mitzvah tzitzis, matahe'elah, what's going to happen to the mitzvah of tzitzis? Who's going to fulfill it? Everybody's going to say that, I don't have garments with four corners. I don't need to wear tzitzis. So Heshev Rav Katina, Sir Rav Katina answered back, V'chi yesh onei shal mitzvah asei ke'ele? Is there a punishment for positive commandments like this? Lama inadam mishtadal lahavi atzma lidei chiyuv? Why isn't the person obligated to bring himself to an obligation? In other words, I'm not obligated to bring myself to an obligation, and therefore there is no punishment for mitzvah, for a positive commandment where the situation to fulfill it has never arose. Heishivu hamalach, so the angel answered back to Rav Katina, Be'ida nerischa anashinan aseh, when the time comes, they will punish you on the positive commandment. Meaning that you're right. In the court below, down on this earth, you're not obligated. But when you get to heaven, they'll take care of you. Ulashon harav Rabbeinu Yonah. And this is what Rabbeinu Yonah has to say with regard to these types of positive commandments. Gamal mitzvos ka'ele amruzal. He says as follows. On these positive commandments, Chazal said, Anosh ye anesh li'itos batzara al davar asher lochamad bilavavo yofi ha-mitzvah uschara levav or sabev p'nei devar chiyuva alav. He says, a person will surely be punished at the time of trouble. Meaning that when it's already a time of trouble and God is judging the world, he will pay attention to the fact that a person is not fulfilling mitzvahs that he is not really obligated in, but he could be obligated if he puts himself into a situation. Because of the fact that the person never desired in his heart to do them, he never thought about the yofi ha-mitzvah uschara, he never thought how nice it is to do this mitzvah and what its reward is like. And therefore, he never put himself into a situation which will obligate him to do the mitzvah. So at the time of trouble, God will exact punishment for such mitzvahs. Rabbeinu Yonah says this in Shar Gimel Os Chav Beis. He says this in his Sefer Shari Tshuva in gate number 3, paragraph 22. Uviperek Arve Pesachim, and the Gemara says in Masechta Pesachim in chapter Arve Pesachim on Daf Kof Yud Gimel, Amud Beis on page 113. Amru, they said, "Demi she'ein lo tzitzis bibigdo, have minada l'shamayim." Somebody who is not wearing tzitzis on his garment, in heaven they will excommunicate him. V'chasvo al zeh ha-tosvos, and Tosvos write regarding this Gemara, umayri d'yeshlo v'eino menicha. What is the case that the Gemara talking about? So Tosvos gives one answer that says that the Gemara is talking about a case that a person has a garment with tzitzis, but he does not put it on. Inami, another explanation, afilo einlo. It's talking about a case even if he does not have a garment that is obligated in tzitzis. He doesn't own one at all. Yesh lo lachazar ulehavi atzma lidei chiyuv. But a person must go and to make sure that he does become obligated in tzitzis. He's liable to go and purchase a garment with four corners, so he will be obligated then to put tzitzis on it and wear it. Kede ashkechan b'moyshe. And Tosafot says, what's the proof? We find this by Moshe Rabbeinu. Shehayatayev lekanes le'eretz Israel kidei lekayim ha'mitzvos hataluz ba. Because Moshe Rabbeinu desired to enter Eretz Israel in order to fulfill the mitzvahs that can only be fulfilled in Eretz Israel. He could have said, okay, Hashem is not letting me to go to Eretz Israel, so who cares, you know, as long as I don't enter Eretz Israel. I'm not obligated in the mitzvahs that one can fulfill there anyway. So what's the difference? But Moshe said, no, I want to enter Eretz Israel so I could fulfill I can fulfill those mitzvahs too. So we learn from there that a person must run after mitzvahs, even the ones that he's not obligated to do based on his circumstances. V'yesh mitzvahs asay shechiyuvan below shum siba. And then there are other positive commandments that a person is obligated to do outside of any circumstances. He's obligated to do them all the time. Ach ein chiyuvan tamidi, but their obligation is not constant. Rak lezmanim yiduim in hashana o min hayom, but they're only applicable at certain times, either times of the year or times of the day. Kigon, for example, tefillah, prayer, utfilin, and tefillin. Because a person only puts it during the day and not at night, and only on the weekday and not on Shabbos. Tzedakah, charity. So, this one is a little bit questionable, and I'll explain in a minute. Shofar, then the mitzvah of shofar, because we only blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah, and then at the time of the Beis Hamikdash, we also blow shofar on during Yovel. Sukkah and Sukkah, it's only applicable on Sukkahs. Lulav, also only applicable on Sukkahs. B'chayot Zabayim, and anything similar to them. So the question is, why does he mention the mitzvah of charity here? Technically, a person is obligated to give charity anytime, day and night. So there's a footnote here. He says, Perush, Hagam de mitzvah tzedakah chiyuva tamidi. He says, really, the obligation of the mitzvah of tzedakah to give charity is a constant mitzvah. You're always obligated to give charity. Mikol makom, efsharos kiyuma eino tamidi. Kimoshesha mitzvos shemona lehalan ve'ayin birim v'chidushan. The situation which arises to fulfill this mitzvah is not constant. So even though true that a person is always obligated to give tzedakah, but a situation and circumstances under which he can give tzedakah is not exactly constant. And he mentions, this is the editor of this edition, that in the Biurim and Chidushim he goes into depth in this discussion. But one specific case we can mention, for example, if a person gives charity with money. So a person cannot give charity on Shabbos with money. So in that case, the mitzvah of charity with money would only be applicable on a weekday and not in Shabbos. Another case might be, let's say a person lives in a town where everybody is prosperous and there are no poor people around. And, you know, maybe there are no organizations to who to give charity to either. So who is he supposed to give charity to? There's just nobody who would accept his charity. So even though technically he does have an obligation all the time, there is no situation under which he can give charity. And therefore, a mitzvah of charity is also dependent on time. But it's not very obvious. So continuing back in Sefer Charedim. V'chasva ha-Tosfos, and Tosfos write, this is in Menachos on Mem Aleph Amad Aleph, this is in the Gemara in Menachos on page 41. V'harav Rabbeinu Yona, and also Rabbeinu Yona writes in Shari Tshuva, Shar Gimel Yud Aleph, in gate number 3, paragraph 11, the v'mitzvahs eile afilu beizden shalmata manishin. With regard to these commandments, the ones that are dependent on time, but really every person is obligated to do them. They're not dependent on circumstances. Even the lower court, the court down on this earth, the human court, can punish somebody for not fulfilling these commandments. Kida Amruzal, like Chazal said, this is a Gemara in Ksubas on Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, on page 81. She'im hizhiru es ha'adam. If the court warns a person, v'amrlo, and they said to him, asei sukkah. They tell him, build a sukkah. Ve'ena rotza, and a person does not want to build a sukkah. O asei lulav. Or they tell him, go make a lulav, go get a lulav. Ve'ena rotza, and he doesn't want to. Makina, so they flog him. Ad she'teitze nafsho, until he dies. O ad she'yase, or until he concedes to fulfill this commandment. V'chein kol kayotze b'mitzvah selu. And the same would apply to any of these mitzvahs that a court can flog him. Which is, again, an interesting question arises. What about the mitzvah of charity, right? A person can always say an excuse. Well, I never had the circumstances to give charity. I never met a poor person. I never had the situation. So we'll just point out the question, but we won't go into the answer here. Continuing in Sefer Charedim, v'yesh mitzvos shechiyuvan b'lo siba v'gam chiyuvan tamidi. And then there is other kinds of commandments, positive commandments, that their obligation is not dependent on circumstances, and also their obligation is constant. V'lo yipasku min ha'adam afila rega echad b'chol yamav. And they do not go away from a person even for one moment all of his life. V'elohein. And these are these mitzvahs. He counts six of them. Aleph, mitzvah number one. Lahamin mitzios Hashem v'hashgachaso v'ichalto. To believe in the existence of God and in the providence of God, that God watches over all his creatures, and his capability, that God is capable to do anything and everything. This is one commandment that a person is obligated to fulfill every moment of his life. Beis, mitzvah number two. Lahamin shehu echad, to believe that there is only one God. Gimel, mitzvah number three. Liyira mimenu, to fear God. Dalet, mitzvah number four. Le'ahava, to love God. Hey, five. Uledavkabo, and to cling to God. Vav, six. Lezachro tamid, to constantly remember him, that there is a God. There is a couple of questions could be asked on the statement that these mitzvahs can apply all the time. Question number one could be, from the words of the Sefer Charedim, that a person is obligated in them every moment of his life, we can infer that he's obligated literally every moment of his life, which would mean even when a person is sleeping. So how can a person fulfill a mitzvah when he's not awake? He's not thinking. So the answer to this is that really, if a person goes to sleep thinking of all of these six things, and when a person wakes up, immediately he thinks of all of these six mitzvahs, it is counted as if he has thought of them every moment while he slept. So really, these are the mitzvahs that a person can fulfill, meaning fulfill, receive credit for, even when he's not awake, as long as he thinks of them right when he goes to sleep and right when he wakes up. And the other question one can ask, and this is again brought down in the footnotes, I would like to read this. He says, Afal pisha dain lebeirech birkas haTorah, ve'asur ledaber divri Torah. And even though when a person wakes up, he still did not say the blessings on the Torah, and it is forbidden to talk about the Torah before these blessings, mikol makom, nevertheless, yefana libu l'kai mitzvos elu hataluz b'lev, a person can turn his heart to fulfill these six commandments that are dependent on one heart. And this is brought down from the Sefer Chayyadam in Klal Aleph, Siv Dalet. in chapter 1, paragraph 4. V'chasav kein, b'chachon ze b'terech p'kudecha, and also the Sefer Derech P'kudecha writes about this in his Hagdama Ches Oz Beis, in his part 8 of his introduction in paragraph 2. Tekev be'amdo mimitaso yizkor b'mitzvos hayira v'yifna v'yitol yodav. As soon as a person gets up from his bed, the first thing he should do is he should remember to fear God, and only then he should go to the bathroom and relieve himself and wash his hands. Ad kan lashono, end of quote. So we see from these halachas farim that these mitzvahs, that a person just thinks about them and feels them in his heart, they're not dependent on Birkas HaTorah, and they're not dependent on cleanliness, that a person is obligated in them every moment of his life. Another thing I want to point out on the same idea, there's a Gemara in Yerushalmi, and this is it's the last Gemara in Yerushalmi in Masechta Brachas, the very last piece. It brings a story about David HaMelech, where it says David thought that David praised the mitzvah of Mila, the mitzvah of a bris, especially more than all mitzvahs. And the Gemara says, what's so special about Mila? Because David said, the mitzvah of Mila is with me even when I walk into the bathroom. When I'm stripped of all the mitzvahs, because I can't bring anything into the bathroom with me, the mitzvah of Mila is with me. So you can ask a question on that. Well, what do you mean? You're not allowed to think about mitzvahs. You're not allowed to think about Torah when one is in the bathroom, when one is involved in, you know, in a dirty procedure. We see from that Gemara the same idea, that the mitzvah of Mila is supposed to remind a person of our covenant with Hashem, and it's supposed to elevate us and to remind us that we have to fear Him, we have to love Him, we have to know that He is one. It reminds us of our connection with God. And that connection, these mitzvahs are not dependent on anything. They're not dependent on cleanliness. They're not dependent on mitzvahs, on Birkas HaTorah. They're not dependent whether a person is awake or sleeping. They're applicable at every moment of one's life, even when one is in the bathroom. Okay, continuing back in Sefer Haredim. V'chein mitzvahs lo sa'aseh. We have similar groups of mitzvahs by negative commandments. Yesh shechiyuvan al yidei siba. There are some that one is obligated only under special circumstances. Kigon. For example, lo te'acher d'neder. A person should not be late in fulfilling his vow. Lo yachel d'varo d'neder. He should not fulfill his vow or shavua, or break an oath. Shim lo nader. Because if a person never made a neder or a shavua, if a person never swore, he never made an oath or a promise, in a lafchet, he can't violate, he can't transgress the sin. V'chein, and the same thing is, hamikadesh isha, hu neser b'karovoseha, v'asur hi b'karovav. A person who marries a woman, he's forbidden in her relatives. He cannot marry any of her relatives. And she, in a similar fashion, cannot marry his relatives, the ones that are forbidden. So a person would only be prohibited if he married a woman. If he's not married, then this doesn't apply to him. V'chein mitzvahs sheli garish asishto ha'ones v'hamotzi shemra v'chayotza ba'ila. That there are situations when a person is not allowed to divorce his wife. For example, somebody who raped a woman and then married her, so he's not allowed to divorce her. Also, somebody who said motzi shemer about a woman, who spoke badly about her, and then she was innocent. This is by the case of Sota, where the husband accused his wife of adultery, and then it turned out that she was innocent. So husband, after this, is not allowed to divorce his wife. So this is only applicable only to somebody who raped a woman and then married her, or somebody who accused his wife of adultery and then it turned out that she was innocent. If a person never did this, then these violations would not apply to him. V'yesh mitzvah salosa aseh b'lo siba. And then there are positive commandments without circumstances, le'itim, but they only apply at certain times, kigon. For example, Isur achilas chametz b'pesach, the prohibition of eating chametz on Pesach. It only applies on Pesach. V'shelo yeiraya v'lo yimatzei. And that a person cannot see and cannot find chametz in his possession. Also, is only applicable on Pesach. V'isur melacha b'shabbos uv'yom ha'kippurim v'yamim tovim. And prohibition of doing work on Shabbos, on Yom Kippur, and on Yom Tov. However, they apply. You know, the malachas that are asar on Shabbos are asar on Shabbos. The malachas that are asar on Yom Kippur are asar on Yom Kippur. Just like on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, there are certain malachas that are permitted. So the ones that are forbidden and the only apply to Yom Tov. V'yesh mitzvah salosa below siba. And then there are other negative commandments without circumstances. V'hein tadiris, but they're constant. Kigon asuri isuri ma'achalos. For example, eating forbidden foods. Varayos, and adulterous relationships that a person is not allowed to have. She'ein antluyus b'ishus, that are not dependent on marriage. For example, a person is not allowed to marry his mother, or something like that. V'chayotze, and similar to them. V'yesh mitzvah salosa aseh she'einan poskos. And then there are other negative commandments that never stop. Meha'adam. Arega kol yimei chayav elachayav b'hen tamid. They never go away from a person even for a moment in his life, but rather he's obligated in them constantly. V'hein, and they are, there's four commandments that he counts. Aleph, number one, shelo la'alis alev sheyesh lahaz lasi Hashem levado, that a person is not allowed to think in his heart that there's another God besides Hashem. Beis, number two, hishamer lecha pein tishkach es Hashem elokecha, a person must watch himself and be careful lest he forget Hashem, his God. You are never allowed to forget Hashem. This is a pasuk in Devarim Ches Yud Aleph, chapter 8, and pasuk 11 in Devarim. Gimel, commandment number 3, Vilos asuru acharei levavchem v'acharei neichem, that a person is not allowed to follow his heart and his eyes. This is in the Parsha of Tzitzis and Bamidbar, Tesvav Lamites, chapter 15, pasuk 39. And Dalet, mitzvah number 4, shelo lehis gaos, shelo yarem levavo elatamid yelibu shafel ke'ezov, that a person is not allowed to become arrogant and haughty, but rather his heart must be lowly, just like a hyssop grass, which grows very low. So these are the four commandments that he specifies that apply to a person every moment of his life. I would like to point out one other point. There are people who argue in this and say that really all negative commandments apply to a person every moment of his life. Why? Because a negative commandment does not require an action. It just requires that somebody abstains himself from an action. And therefore, regardless of whether I can do an action or I cannot do, that would violate a negative commandment, all it requires me to do is abstaining from that action. And therefore, as long as I'm not doing an action, I'm abstaining, and therefore I'm fulfilling a negative commandment. So therefore, regardless of whether it applies to me or not, you know, I'm still abstaining from the action. And therefore, I'm fulfilling every single negative commandment all the time. But Sefer Charedim doesn't learn like that. He says a person is only obligated to abstain from a negative commandment when the situation that would allow him to violate that commandment exists. For example, a person is not allowed to marry two sisters, right? So he must be married, and plus his wife must have a sister. Let's say he married a girl who does not have any sisters. Either she is a only child or she only has brothers. So therefore, a violation of marrying a sister is not applicable to him. So Sefer Haredim says, in that case, he does not have this mitzvah at all. Others say, no, really he does it. There are no circumstances to violate it, so good, but he's abstaining from doing it, and therefore he fulfills that obligation. And I think that the difference between these views is on a person's, is with regard to a person's evil inclination, a person's yetzer hara. Do we say that a negative commandment is dependent on one's yetzer hara, or it's independent of one's yetzer hara? In other words, if I don't have a circumstances under which I can violate this commandment, that means I don't have a yetzer hara to do it, because there is no way for me to transgress it. So since I don't have a yetzer hara to do it, I can't violate it. That's the opinion of Sefer Haredim, and therefore the negative commandment does not apply to me. Others say no. It's not dependent on your yetzer hara. It's dependent on abstaining from an action. And since I'm abstaining, even though there's nothing else for me to do, but since I'm abstaining, I am obligated in this mitzvah, and I'm fulfilling it all the time that I'm abstaining from it. So this is the end of the second part of the introduction to the mitzvahs. We will stop here, and we will continue next time with the third part.